All right, now I'm live.
All right, man, sweet.
Yeah.
So basically, this is our, what, first session?
Yep, first session. First sweet, session.
Man. Yeah, man, shit. Honestly.
So how often did you want to start doing these?
Basically, dude. No, I'm just kidding. Man, really, whenever, bro, to be honest. It's just, you know, whenever. Whenever's good. But, hell yeah, man, so... Shit, dude, what do you think about life?
So, I went to the bar the other day, right? And I was talking to this dude, and you know how you were telling me, you basically can't talk about this with anybody else because everybody else is just like, whatever.
Yeah, they just...
So there was this thing that we were talking about. We were talking about, like, intelligence at a subatomic level. Do you ever...
What the fuck is that? What is that, man?
What is that?
Yeah, so, I've never heard of some shit like that.
You know what, like, protons and electrons are, right?
Yeah.
So there's this video that he sent me.
Quantum physics?
I don't know. But it's like, so there's a scientist that did this experiment. I can't remember what the name of the experiment was. But they, what they do is they get a slit, right? And they get electrons.
Dude, you're talking about quantum physics, man.
Is that what it is?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know where I'm going at with this.
I don't know where you're headed with it, but I know what experiment you're talking about because they basically figured out something about on the other side was what they were projecting.
No, not necessarily. Well, the one I'm talking about. Okay. So they have these electrons, and they have, like, I guess this little machine that shoots out electrons, right? And so they have this small slit. And they're shooting the electrons through the slit, right? So they got two slits. And they're not... So they're not observing... They're watching how it comes out on the other side. Right. So on the other side of the... Where the electrons will land on the board or wherever they have that it lands on, some kind of surface, it's two straight lines, right? So you would think that, you know, they're either spreading apart, going together and hitting the wall, or they're just... Or they're separating at each...
Yeah.
At each one, right? So they wanted to see exactly how it's doing that. So they went to observe it, and they went to take a closer look. And when they took a closer look, what was it? They,
I'm, dude, what you're talking about, I'm telling you, it's quantum physics, man. I don't know exactly how it goes, but I know about it. Like,
I think I have it backwards, because I think what it was is, it would make seven separate lines, right? Right. Seven separate lines, I think, and when they go to observe it, it goes back to just two. That or it's the opposite way to where it's two lines, and then when they go to observe it, I know it's the other way, because it's like the electrons, they know that they're being watched, right? So they have this little divider thing that kind of tracks where they're going, right? And so whenever they put those dividers there, they act normal, as in they hit the two slits, and there's just two lines. But whenever they take them away... And they're not being observed, it goes into seven separate. And it's like they're communicating with each other. Because that's what they're starting to think that there's intelligence at a subatomic level.
Shit, man, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know about that.
See, it's weird, right?
Quantum physics, which is like, because they're talking about consciousness holds everything together. Basically, like... Man, it's hard to... I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I don't remember exactly how it went. But, it was pretty much saying, dude, everything is made... Like, okay, light, it even goes with the Bible, man. Like, the first thing to ever be created was light, right? And they say the light holds everything together. And basically, everything is made out of light because cells are light. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's trippy, man. It's something like that. But I don't know, man. It's pretty cool. It's a subject. I have to do more research. So I don't know too much on it.
And then there's this other thing that he was telling me about. And this was like at 2 a.m. We're both like kind of drunk.
Oh, wait. You're talking to some dude?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody.
Oh, shit, man.
And he was telling me all this. And then he sent me the videos to kind of look at them. Just let the car go off. So he was telling me about the cosmic laundry, man. Have you heard of that? No, it's pretty much like the cycle of life, pretty much. So he showed me a video. It was about a sheep. And I guess the sheep was about to commit suicide, right? The sheep could talk, and then there's this guy that comes out of nowhere. and he's talking to the sheep, like, hey, you know, what does he say? It was saying something like, or he put like this thing on his ear, right? And then he has a watch, and he's gonna start it when he stepped up, like he stepped back a little bit. And so what he was supposed to represent was God, basically. So he started the watch, and the little tick on the sheep's ear started moving, like a little clock on his ear, mm-hmm. And colorful clouds just came and like pretty much sucked him up. And I didn't get to watch the rest, but pretty much it was like he died and he came back at something else. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the cycle.
Oh, okay. That kind of also, that just sounds, honestly, that sounds like some Chinese bullshit. Like reincarnation and shit. Like, I was an ant before.
Right, right.
Now I'm a fucking eagle. But nah, man. Yeah, that's crazy stuff, man. The world just comes up with crazy shit, dude. But what I do know is some shit is true, man. Some shit is true, like.
But a lot of it is just theories. Yeah. A lot of it's theories. I don't know if anything's been proven. I doubt it.
But. One thing that is proven, dude, is energy and waves, bro. Like, yeah, energy and waves. It's crazy. Like, you gotta look into it, man. Search it up. Do quantum physics and how it's related to spirituality, dude. And honestly, like, I see it every day. Like. I see it, like, whenever I was telling you about my mom and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I see it, dude, because it's weird, bro. It's really fucking weird. Like, your thoughts do attract things, man. It's, like, it's not even your, it's your thoughts, but your actions, thoughts affects your actions really affect your life. But
right, right.
Like, the higher thoughts that you keep, like, you're, I don't know, man, it's weird. Like, you just live on a different scale of life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the same, like, energy attracts the same, like, energy. Have you noticed, like, the same type of people hang out with the same type of people?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, likeness attracts likeness. Yes, dude. Basically.
And it all comes down to energy, bro. The type of energy you carry, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, it's just a really...
See, and there's not a lot of people out there that you can really talk about stuff like this with, because everyone else is kind of like, oh, you're weird. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I learned about that, though? Real talk. This is real. Real shit. Real shit. Like, when someone thinks you're weird, bro, what if it's not you that's weird? What if it's them? What if it's them? Like, what if they're the weird ones? Like,
yeah.
Maybe we're the ones that aren't weird. Maybe we're the ones who are actually, we're smart. Or maybe we're not smart. But we're not weird.
Well, we're open-minded. That's how I see it. Because, I mean, I'm not going to say most people, but a lot of people aren't going to sit down and think about, you know, life. They're just going to kind of live through it. And, I mean, me, I'm one to kind of just think about it, you know?
Just think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it, bro. Like, shit, man, come on. Think about it, right? Mm-hmm. Nah, but yeah, dude, I don't know, man. It's really, life is a crazy fucking thing, to be honest with you. Like, it's just weird, right? Like, we're just awake right now. Like, we're up. Like, we see, we hear. Like, I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy that everything's made of cells, dude. Like, everything. Basically, everything has energy. Like, everything. Even your watch, man. Because basically, your watch is made up of little tiny particles. Like, this ain't even really solid. This is really a whole bunch of atoms put together that make that rubber and shit. That are just going really fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's crazy, man. Everything is just crazy, dude. Yeah, but what do you think about the Illuminati? No, I'm just playing. Right. No, I'm just playing.
We don't speak of that here.
Yeah, what about that? Did you hear that new Eminem album?
I started listening to it. I wasn't really into it though, man.
It was hard, man.
I mean, I only listened to like 3 songs.
Which one did you listen to? Did you listen to Fall?
I listened to Fall.
That one was fucking hard. His lyrics, man. I like what because he's like, basically, he says like, basically what he did was like, load a gun up and started shooting at everybody. That's how he jumped to the front of the rap game. That's basically what he did when he started. Think about it. He would diss all the pop stars, diss MJ. Like, that's what's always got him ahead of the rest of the group, is being able to spit on everybody.
Yeah.
And I like that he's coming with that approach again, to be honest.
He's starting to diss on everybody. Yeah. Right. I heard he's like dissing a whole bunch of rappers.
Yes, bro.
I haven't really listened to him though. I know he's having like a big feud with MGK, right? Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, dude. What's crazy is he brought up Hobson, and Hobson was happy, bro.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I saw a video with Hobson. He's all like, "You said my name."
Because basically, what that means is, dude, if Eminem said Hobson in his song, then Hobson's basically on the map. If you really just think about it, like,
yeah,
dude, he said Hobson, bro. Like, it's just crazy, man. I gotta go though. Nah,
right. Right,
right. I gotta go, man. Yeah, man. I don't know. But well, what you been up to lately, bro? Like, on a real level. Not much.
Just work.
Hell yeah. How's that going?
Fucking work. Tomorrow's my last day of training. Yeah, I've been in training for like 9 weeks now.
You already got it down?
No, not even. Yeah, when I talk to a lot of the LCs, the learning coaches, they say that, you know, you're not going to get comfortable till you've been here about a year. Yeah. So it's like, I'm going to be calling the assist line over and over. It's funny because the assist line is there basically to help me do my job.
Yeah.
So, man, it's...
You try to just put your mind to it and master that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, today I went through... See, we only had, like... What was that? We worked from... It was like 1 o'clock to 4:30, right? While I was on the phones.
Yeah.
And I think I only needed help with like maybe 3 calls. And, you know, I have like 5 calls an hour. So. Yeah, I'm getting it. I just don't want to give like the wrong benefits. I give the wrong benefits. Man, that costs the company millions, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get it, man. Just fucking. Stay positive, but stay humble at the same time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, believe in yourself, you know? Like, don't, like, think that you know everything. But just, at the same time, believe that you can learn everything.
Mm-hmm.
And always just know, like, even when you make it. Like, I always thought about this, bro. Like, if I ever did a boxing match and I went pro or, like, anything. Like, I always thought, like, what am I going to say when I win the match? And they, like, ask me what to say. What I would say to everybody is really just, like, like, believe in yourself, but at the same time, like, always know that, like, basically, I want everybody, like, even if the world said I'm the best, like, even if on paper it says, like, this guy's the best dude alive at what he does, what I want to say to people is, like, that you can be better. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you can be better. So, basically, just forget about, like, a competition thing. Just try to be... best that you can be, always just trying to be the best you can be.
Right.
You could be better than me, or you can be better than that guy. You can be a better fighter. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You can be a better fighter, a better singer. Like, there's always a way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know. That's super weird.
Honestly, it's just like what I thought about. Like, no matter what I do, when I make it one day, like.
See, the way I've always took things was that, okay, there's always someone better. So I want to be better than that person.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I was always told that, too. But I don't even want to think about that. Because then I feel like I'm putting myself up. But what I do believe is...
The way I saw it, I mean, I didn't see it like, you know, oh, someone's better, you know.
Yeah.
Like they're always going to be better or something.
That's
what I always saw it as, like, I'm going to push myself even more now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I was in MMA... I always like, all right, there's always someone better, so I'm just going to train even harder.
Yeah.
I'm going to train even harder.
That's a good approach, man.
Yeah.
It is a good approach. I see exactly what you're saying. There's nothing wrong with that at all. That's why I always just told myself, like, you can be better.
Yeah.
You know, like, not me. Like, if I was the best, but the other person can be better. Yeah. Like, whoever's listening, they can be better than Eve. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when they're at the top, I want them to think the same way. Not that I'm the best, but you know what? That these other youngsters can be better. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's just a good legacy to carry on.
And that's kind of how it starts to work, man, is that the more the generations come, man, they just get better and
they
better.
They get better, right? Yeah. They get better, bro. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to, you know what I mean?
That makes complete sense because this guy would inspire you. So you're inspired
to be better. Like, well, to kind of be like them.
Yeah, but at the same time, since you worked so hard, like, yeah, you end up just being better on accident.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. Like, going back to the Eminem thing, like, how he's inspired Hobson, I can just tell big time. Like, I always knew that.
Hobson even sounds like him, man.
Yes, dude. Especially when he first came out.
Yeah, when he first came out.
And so that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying, dude. Like, but I don't think anyone's better than Eminem, but there can be someone better than Eminem.
Yeah.
And I want that person, whoever that person becomes, to be like, you know what, you can be better, and you can be better, and just pass it on, man, you know? Just pass the torch, bro. Basically, I just want to stay humble, man, forever. You know what I mean? Right. But I don't want to think low of myself either. Because, like, there's that perfect balance that I feel like we all got to have. There's times where I get, like, I talk about myself so much that people automatically just, like, they don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because but I'm not trying to be that way. Like, my cousins, for example. Like, I'm not trying to irritate them. But I realized, well, that's what you're doing because you sound egotistical. So instead, how can I be, like, in the middle where I don't think low of myself, but at the same time, and I think high of myself, but I'm not, like,
right,
I don't want people to think that I'm just trying to say I'm better than them.
Right.
I honestly want everybody around me to be better than me. That's why I tell them. That's why I explain to people. Hey, that's why when I learn something new, I want to tell them right away, like, hey, bro, you know what I learned today? Because I want them to know that way they can be better.
Right.
Even better than me, man. That's all I want. But people take it the wrong way, and they're like, oh, think she knows everything. Like, yeah. No, man, I don't know anything at all. Like, I'm just learning these things, and I want to continue to learn. But I want them to learn, you know, and I want them to take it in faster than me. Because if they're so young, bro, 13 years old, and they already know all the things that I know. And
I
fucking geniuses, man.
I mean, it's like with Jonathan, man. Like, you're trying to learn everything now.
Oh.
So that way you'll be where he's at
sooner.
You know, sooner, yeah,
dude,
exactly.
On this topic is golden, man, because what I was telling myself, this is one thing I learned, Josh. Learn as much as you can. And it's weird because everyone always told me that. Like, well, not everybody, but my dad did. And definitely Jonathan's always told me that.
Right, right.
Dude, learn as much as you can. Like, basically, that's what we get paid for, bro. Like,
to learn, man.
You get paid. Like, the more you know, bro, the more you're gonna get paid. Like, this is the way I saw it. If I knew this shit when I was 18, imagine if I was 18 and I went and got my, which is what I'm gonna do tomorrow, which is awesome. Now we're talking about it. It's a reminder, dude. Imagine if I learned how to weld when I was 18,
right?
And I also knew how to do fences when I was 18, and I also knew how to, and I also had my CDL just by the time I was 18. Or if I even learned one thing a year, 1 year I learned CDL, one year I learned to weld, 1 year I learned to fence. That's 18, 19, 20. By the time I'm 20, bro, I know how to do all those three things. Imagine how much I'd get paid. Like, I would be getting paid a lot of money, you know?
Yeah, you can see all your experience, man.
Yes, bro, that's what I'm saying. So imagine if I, the next year I learned how to work on trucks, a diesel mechanic. By the time I'm 21 and I know all that stuff,
mm-hmm,
I'll get hired anywhere and I'll get paid good money.
Yeah.
So the way I see it is, dude, I'm trying to learn as much as I can, and my job is really hard. Like, you know that. You were there.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking hard, man. So I want to quit, and it's hot, man, and every day, it's just a struggle, you know? It's a challenge, bro. It's a challenge, man. But the way I see it is, I treat it like it's school.
That's
where my cousin's at. Bro, this is basically me at college. Like, basically, I'm at college, but I'm getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm also learning as much as I can. So the way I see it is, at the same time that I'm working here and it's a pain in the ass, I treat it like it's school and I'm learning from him, from Jonathan, my boss. But at the same time, also, I'm going to learn to do other stuff on the side and get my CDL. I'm hanging out with my dad now. My dad knows about trucks. You know what I mean? So at the same time, bro, I'm going to be racking all this shit up, all this knowledge, man. So it's not, it's basically my time here isn't a waste.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm going to be learning with Jonathan, and even 5 years down the road, even if like 5 years down the road, I'm barely learning how to use the brake press.
Right.
At least while all this was going down, I was over here learning how to get my CDL, how to work on trucks, how to do fences. So either way, in those 5 years, dude, I mastered all that. And it's like, dude, I'm set.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I'm 25, I'll know how to do your roof, do your tile, fix your truck. You know what I mean?
See, from the jobs that I've done, I know how to do a little bit of almost everything.
Yeah, and that's why I wish I had stayed roofing. I wish I'd have stayed doing tile. Oh, you know one thing that I regret the most? Tile. I wish I'd have fucking stayed doing that, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I really do. So if there's any, like, basically what I would say is learn as much as you can, dude, because that's what will make you rich. It's not money that makes you rich. It's intelligence, man. Intelligence makes
how a person. How you use that intelligence.
Yeah.
How you use it.
Basically, it's intelligence and hard work. Hustle. Mm-hmm. You got those two things, then you're rich.
Are you kidding?
And you're right, man, how you use it. Because you can be smart and you can be a hard worker, but if you never use it in the right way, in the right order, you're never going to be rich. Mm-hmm. But if you have those ingredients, man, you're good. So I would just say learn as much as possible. Anywhere you go, learn as much as you can.
Definitely, man.
So on the side, learn some new shit. On the weekends, when you have time off.
Right now, I'm just learning about insurance.
Yeah, but see, you could also learn other shit on the side. While you get off of work. Like, you get off of work.
I mean, I'm doing the whole personal training. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do in the future, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing that to learn right now.
Yeah, see, personal training, when you get home, search up fucking nutrition plans.
Right.
Search up what's good for your body, what's not good for your body. You know what I mean? Learn, man. Because you learn that shit. Basically, while you're here working at this insurance place, you're already preparing for your future job, bro.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So basically, you're not wasting no time. Because by the time you know it, you're working here, you know, getting by. When you're fucking out there ready for your personal training.
Right, right.
Your job. You already learned everything you needed to while you were working over here.
Yeah. So and Herbalife actually has taught me, too, how to make, like, a fit camp and also how to make flyers and how to make them and how to talk to people, how to approach people.
Yeah, so, see? So you're just adding up, man.
Yeah.
Just adding shit to your fucking bank, bro. Basically, that's what makes you rich,
bank
man.
Of knowledge.
Hell yeah, man. So just keep learning, man. Everybody really should just keep learning, bro. And I'm like, it sucks. It doesn't suck, man. People do what they want. You know, I don't give a fuck. I'm learning. Whether they believe me or not, I don't give a shit because I know I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I used to let shit affect me. Like my cousins. Like, you know, I'm like, damn, like, sucks that they don't believe me. Like, I want them to learn for themselves. I want them to be better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck it, dude. It's not going to hurt me none. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be successful. And then, you know what I mean? Like, then they'll see and then they'll probably want to know. You know what I mean? I
wish they listened to you.
Yes, man. Hey, just like my parents did with me, man. I wish I listened to my dad when he was trying to talk to me all those times.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, basically, another thing I learned is everybody is living a fucking repeated cycle, man.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I'm breaking it right now.
See, that's what I've noticed, too, man. When I'm at work, people say they've been there for, like, 9 years, 10 years. And I'm just like, jeez.
I just don't like,
that's not how I want to live my life, yeah.
Yes, dude. I thought about that when I was thinking about, like, Javier. And I'm just like...
Well, this is not how you want to live your life, right?
Right. That's why I'm trying to learn a lot of shit. Because, look, is Jonathan living like that? Jonathan...
Well, what is he doing?
He's fucking running the plant.
That's, yeah.
You know what I mean?
What is he doing outside of work? What does he do?
Like, what do you mean? Like for fun or?
Like, to build himself, I guess.
To build himself up?
Yeah.
He learns. And that's what I'm saying. Is he's always, like, everywhere he went, he didn't just was an employee. He made sure to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
He learned everything. That's what my dad even told me. He's like, look, man, don't think about how much money you're making your boss. He's like, I know it might make you upset. He's like, but your boss deserves what he has. He's like, because he knows what he's doing. That's why he has it. But what I'm saying is, dude, I can honestly say, Jonathan hasn't been doing the same thing for 10 years. He fucking learned shit. And now he's running the damn place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that just, I look at Javier and I look at Bruno and stuff. And even Bruno, Bruno's a great guy, man. He really is. Honestly, he's the one that taught me. And I appreciate him for everything he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's happy with his family, so that's good. That's all that matters, you know, that he's happy. But that, for me, is not what I want. I want a family, too, but I can't stay in the same spot. I want to be able to not have to work and make money.
Right, right, right.
You know, and what I realize is these guys, a lot of them stay in the same spot. You know what I mean? But I look at Jonathan, and I'm like, this dude didn't stay in the same spot. So that means there's something that he's doing that got him where he's at.
I think it's just always challenging yourself, man. Like, you move on to something new, you take risks. You know
yeah,
I mean?
But see, on a cool, the same thing, at the same time, it's about being patient.
Well, that too.
Because look, if I were to just leave this place, I wouldn't learn a damn thing. And that means all this time that I already put in was a waste. Because I could leave here and go to the oil rigs. What am I going to learn there, dude?
Oil field stuff.
right? And at the same time,
isn't that crazy, man? Like, people at the oil fields are making more than some welders.
They're making more, but they have a high chance of getting laid off.
High chance of getting laid off.
And what do they do? What do they do as soon as they get laid off? What do they have then? They fucking lose everything because they have no skills, dude. They have no fucking skills, bro. They don't know how to do jack.
Some.
I mean, mostly, some. Most of them, honestly, just fucking end up. They end up wanting to go back to the rigs. Why is that? Because they have no skills to create their own company. If it was, then why aren't they doing it? Basically, the oil field, you know what the oil field is? People that just want to make money. That's where it's tricky. Because, like, we all want to make a lot of money. But the thing about being super successful in life, mm-hmm. is you got to think ahead of time. You got to think in right. the future. You got to be like, see, that's the same thing. That was my situation. Okay, I had this place, right, that I could go to, Butch's Rat Hole, make a lot of money. $3,000 every check. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm like, what am I actually going to learn over there? I'm just going to learn how to be like an operator. Like, I'm never going to actually learn how to run a business or anything. I might run my own crew. You know what I mean? That's it. Yeah. But that's it. Like, there's no fucking advancement where I'm at right now. It's harder right now, and I'm making less money than I could be. And this is an opportunity I have. It looks like an opportunity. But if I think about it, if I were to leave here and I go over there, and even if I were to learn over there, I threw all this shit away. Now I got to work another 5 years over here just to learn some shit.
Yeah, just to learn and
the basics.
Try to get back, yeah. Try to get back where you've already made it somewhere else.
Yeah, man, right? But see, if I stay here for 5 years, I'm going to gain so much knowledge. And it would have all been worth it at the end of it. Even though I didn't get paid right now.
You're going to attain a lot of knowledge. You're going to attain a new position, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're going to attain more money. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, like, the best thing to do, even though it's hard, is to be patient and work. Like, that's the thing about my generation and even me. This was my problem, and it still is. Like, I just want to quit.
Because
it's so fucking hard. You know what I mean? I'm not used to this working hard shit, dude, every day. I don't even work every day. I work 4 days a week. But I'm not used to working hard, period. And it's like, I'm not used to staying with something. I'm not used to sticking with it more than a year, you know? Yeah. But in 1 year, bro, you ain't going to learn much. You
gotta think about it, too, man. In 1 year, you got how many raises? Like,
I got a lot, man. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to wait 5 years.
For real. Yeah.
You know? So why not, while I wait 5 years and learn here, so I can own my own business by that time I'm 25. That way, by the time I'm 30, at least I won't have to work all the time.
Right.
Why not learn other shit? At the same time, I can just learn my CDL. Get that. That way, it's on my belt. That way, when I turn 25 and I learn how to work every machine in the shop, I also attain my CDL on the side. I also learn how to do fencing on the side. I also learn how to do roofing. I also learn how to do everything at the same time. So by the time I'm 25, I'm loaded with knowledge, man. Right. You know what I mean? Loaded. And I can fucking make anything happen by that time. Plus, at the same time, I learned from my boss how to run a business. And I'm good, dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And I'm sure as long as you stick with it, man, he's going to help you.
Like, yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, he's definitely going to help me, man. I can already tell. Like, I actually asked him already. My dad told me, he's like, you got to start. He's like, you need to learn. Like, learn more stuff. So I already asked him to teach me how to stick well. So he's like, yeah. He's like, we're going to get you on that.
You know, hopefully he's not just saying that too, man.
Dude, everything that Jonathan's ever said came to life.
Oh yeah?
He talked about paid vacation. We got it.
You got it?
Yeah, bro. I didn't have to work money. I got paid for it.
Oh, nice, dude. I got paid for it too.
He talked about insurance. Some people already have it at the shop. I don't have it because I wasn't trying to pay that much. But he's looking for a better one. You know what I mean? He's looking for a better insurance.
Who's he have right now?
I'm not gonna lie. I don't even know. But it's like fucking $200 a month.
God dang, 200?
Yeah. But he knows he can get a better deal, and I know he can too. But basically what I'm saying is everything he ever said, he did, bro. So that also taught me something about when I have my business. You know, from where I'm at, I'm an employee there. It almost seems like he's not doing anything because he doesn't talk about it, you know, with us. Like, he just tells us he's going to do it.
Yeah.
But he don't talk about it every day. He just tells us he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like, man, and it don't look like he's working on it.
Right.
But what I learned is he's about his word, man. And so that taught me when I have my business, like, I'm going to have to learn. I'm going to have to get my employees to understand, like, you know what, guys, I'm working on it. Just be patient with me. But at the same time, I need to be about my words, so that way they see that, oh, shit, like, he's doing what he said he was going to do.
Right, right.
Just yeah. like I do, you know, and I appreciate that.
And I've noticed he writes everything down.
Yeah,
that's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's one thing I have trouble with is writing everything down. Yeah. I was like, I'll get to it, and I never do it.
Yeah, and see, that's another thing is that you can write it down, but are you going to do it?
You know what I mean? You got to keep it on you, man, so you're reminded.
Yeah, but see, like me, I'll remember shit, bro, but I choose not to do it. Like, I'll just, because I'm lazy or something, you know? I just won't do it. You know what I mean? Like, I know I got to do this, but I won't do it.
Right, right. You know? I'm the same way, man.
So that's why I'm saying, like, man, John, like, I need to be about my word, you know? And that'll help me so much, man. Like, honestly, I appreciate him, man. Like, you know, one thing my dad told me that I didn't realize, he's like, son, you have a gold mine in front of you. He's like, you just didn't see it. And when he told me that, I was like, dude, I do. Like, I really fucking do, man. Because the welding industry is multi-million-dollar business, man. Multi-million-dollar business.
Right.
So I was like, holy shit. He's like, you can do so much. He's like, when he told me, he's like, my door costs $3,000. He's like, you know how easy it is to make that door? It's just a door.
$3,000?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, he's like, get creative. He's like, make doors, you know, make stairways, make gates, make this, make that. He even had this little thing, dude, a little tricycle. He's like, I paid $30 for that thing. It's like this. It's a little tricycle, but it's for show. Like, you put lights on it and shit. I was like, man. He's like,
$30.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that just has me thinking, like, dude, I'm blessed. Like, we're all blessed if we just open our eyes to our blessings. You know? And that's one thing is we got to stick with him, dude, because I almost wanted to give up. But then he showed me, like, this is a multi-million-dollar business if you learn it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn it while you can. Use it. And you know, I'm just like, dude, like, I have a great boss. You know, even you have family, dude. We have family. We have people that love us, care about us, make us upset, but they love us.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, the fact that we're even breathing right now, dude, like, that's a blessing. The fact that we have a home, it's a blessing. There's so many things to be thankful for. You know what I mean? And another thing my dad told me, always give thanks to God. Every day, give thanks to God.
Every day, right?
Every day, man. And honestly, ever since I've done that, things just been, like, well, I'm not doing good like I should be. But as I'm giving thanks, dude, and everything just falls in place, man. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, dude. I don't know why, but it just does. I'm thinking, like, maybe God understands, you know, like, he knows, you know, well, this guy's not doing good, but at least he gives me thanks for things.
No,
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if that's why, or maybe it just helps you have gratitude. But it works, man. And praying, dude. Praying works, like, I'm telling you, praying works, dude. Like, even my dad told me, Jonathan told me this, but you know where we come from, me, Jonathan, Bruno, right?
Right.
So I just didn't believe him. I was like, whatever, bro. I mean, I believe him, but I'm like, man, I have to do this, though, if I'm going to ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then my dad told me the same thing. He's like, pray, son. He's like, you know how I got all this? My dad came out of the penitentiary, bro, from prison.
From prison, yeah.
Had, like, 8 kids, bro, paid child support. On all the kids, man. Like, it's almost impossible that he has everything he has right now. You know what I mean?
Like, Jobs, man, dude.
You know what I mean? I'm out here struggling to make something happen. When he had so much child support to pay, just got out of prison, like, dude. And he told me, he's like, God help me. And people say that all the time. I'm like, whatever, bro. Like, you're just saying that. But maybe that's what it takes, is to just be thankful to God, you know? And he always told me, he's like, son, some decisions I had to pray about. And Jonathan told me the same thing. He's like, when I don't know what decision to make, he's like, I just pray about it. And my dad tells me the same thing, you know, which just has me like, okay, this person believes this person believes that. But at the same time, they both give credit to God and they both ask God for help. What does that tell me? You know what I mean? And it works for both of them, bro. So it just tells me just be thankful to God, man. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to say, too, because it's like, I want to start doing that, too.
Yeah.
But then I don't want to feel like I'm just using his name, you know what I mean? Like, oh, please help me with this, you know, only call to him when I need help, you know?
I see what you're saying.
And I know that I need to pray just, like, in general, every day.
Even if it's giving thanks, don't ask for help.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right.
But why not give him thanks? What is it? Is it that hard to do? Like, that we should?
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? It's that, you know what I mean? Yeah. For some reason, we make it so hard, like, oh, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to give thanks today. Like, well, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, with me, man, it just skips my mind. It just, yeah. I just don't think about it.
I don't know. With me, it's like some barrier. I treat it like it's some barrier. Like, nah, I don't want to do it. Like,
really?
Yes, man. Because I feel like I have to live a certain way.
Oh, yes.
But if you think about it, wouldn't God, like, at least appreciate our thanks? Like, yeah. No matter what. Like, it doesn't matter what you... If you just tell him thank you and you really mean it from the heart, that's the one thing my dad told me. Like, mean it from the heart, though. At least you really mean what you're saying. And you're saying mm-hmm. thank you. And at that, I'm sure that makes him happy. At least that.
Is it always better to say it out loud? Do they ever say?
Or is it better? I do it in my mind and it works, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's how you know it's legit. I like to talk in my truck. Like, I'll be in my truck driving. No, yeah. No music or anything. Just start talking.
I mean, either way, man. As long as you mean it, man. As long as you mean it. Like, you just sit there and really, truly be grateful. Like, even be grateful for this moment, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it'll work, man. Because I assume that's what it is. Like, God just, you know, at least we're telling him thanks.
Right.
At least, you know, the very least. Which I know I need to do better, too. And I plan on it, right, you know, in the future. God, I'm going to pray and ask God for help, and if he chooses to help me, then great. That's awesome, you know? If you don't have to. But if he chooses to, that'll be awesome. And if he doesn't, that's still awesome. Like,
you know? I mean, if you think about it, though, like, is he really helping? Like, because remember how we have our own decisions, we have our own free will.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's like, you know, it's not, I'm not saying it's luck, but it's like something good happens and we just thank him. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. For some reason, I think about that. Like, well, like, I don't know.
I see what you're saying, but the thing is like, we have free will, but we also have the free will to approach him.
Yeah.
Think about it. We have the free will to approach him and ask him for help. And since we asked him out of free will, he's allowed to help us. I mean, he is God. He has no limits. He don't even have to listen. We have laws, right? Like, we say, oh, like, we think certain this, that has to happen. Right. To him, dude, if he wanted, like, there's no laws for him. There's no limits for him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, basically, even if he wanted us, if he wanted to, there's no such thing as free will if he wants to. But just because he's about his word, he just does it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But basically, you're using your free will to approach him. He's going to help you. Yeah. You know what I mean? You use your free will. Like, to him, I think that's a beautiful thing to him. Like, you use your own free will to approach him and ask him for help.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just think wrong, you know? Even
just thinking differently.
Yeah, we don't think. That's another thing. They say God's thoughts are up here, and we're, like, right here. Like, yeah. We think, you know, sometimes we think, oh, God's not going to forgive me. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Well, basically, it's not even like that. Like, he thinks way different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, dude, but hey, man, just try it, and I promise you, for some reason, life just
works better. When Jonathan and
Bruno,
yeah, they were telling us to kind of just do it more often.
Yeah,
and I started doing it, and then I don't know, man, I just stopped, yeah, just forgot.
Yeah, see, me, I don't want to do everything, to be honest, but I at least,
I mean, I would do it, man. I just forget. Like, I'm going through life, and I just kind of forget to pray, you know. Forgot about God.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I forgot about you.
Yeah. Nah,
just kind of just strolling through life, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Shoot. I don't know, man. I just know, like, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I forget to give thanks, but I, at the same time, sometimes I remember, and when I remember, I just do it, you know, like, thank you, you know. I know I'm not a good guy, but you know what? I'm, like, truly thank, you know what? Like, not even gonna say truly, but thank you, like, thank you for at least allowing me to live. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, even that. So, I don't know, man. But it works, man. I'm telling you.
You know what's crazy, man? So, it was yesterday that that chick had got flowers, right?
Yeah.
From, I guess, the guy that she's talking to right now. Mm-hmm. And before, I don't know, man. I think I was just falling for this chick hard, dude. Like, like, it's funny to think about it because I was like, me falling for a chick like that? Like, what? But, I started talking about that too, right? Like, in the truck, just talking, like, as long as she's happy, you know, just right. So I'm all corny, but and then the next day, I was kind of like not looking for a sign, but I was like, as long as she's, like, you know, as being treated right or whatever, and she got flowers the next day. I was like, oh wow, I can answer my question, I guess.
I told you, man. She's not. All right. She's all right.
Yeah. Well, basically, you, man. That's, you know, like, yeah, she's taken. Like, you know, just kind of leave it alone. Let her go.
Yeah. I was like, not going to lie. Like, yeah. Don't listen to what I said, though. Like, I was just BS, man. Like,
oh, well.
When I was like, God said she's not for you, man. Because, like, a lot of people do that. But I don't necessarily believe in that. To be honest, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Well, I mean, basically,
people do.
I mean, not saying that he's specifically saying she's not for you. I'm just saying, like, it's basically, kind of like a sign, though. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, life gives signs, too, though. You know, life really does. Yeah. Like, I hang out with this dude, and every time I hang out with him, something goes missing. Like, that's a sign, dude. I'm not saying God sent it to me, but that's a sign from, like, life itself. Like, dude, open your eyes. This guy, every time you hang out with him, something goes missing. Like, that just tells you, stop hanging out with him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Red flags, man. That's what they're called. Red flags. And, I don't know, man. But that's crazy, man. Shit. Maybe you'll have a chance in the future.
Maybe.
Basically, if you stop worrying about her, though, and you, like, focus on your life, you'll probably pull a badder girl, man. Think about it.
That's what I'm thinking, man. That's came to mind, too. I'm like, all right, I'm just not going to worry about her. But I still talk to her, man. Just, like, so that way she doesn't think it's, like, awkward now, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, that's very awkward, you know what I mean? I give her a picture, like, I draw her a picture, and then she tells me she's seeing someone. Like, because I try to ask her, like, hey, what are you doing? You know, you want to do something?
Maybe you should ask her first.
You can invite your daughter. Huh?
Maybe you should ask her first.
See, I was thinking about that, man. Before I gave her the drawing,
yeah,
I was going to ask her. I was like, are you talking to anyone? Because I don't want to give you this. And then, you know, it's awkward, you know? But I didn't tell her anything. I was just like, because someone else had already told me that she's not talking to someone. You know what I mean? Because they talk to her.
Hey, that's a lesson, like, though, man.
That's even a lesson for me.
Hey, I've done that a lot, of, like, in my mind. But, see, I tell myself. I'm like, no, just do it, bro.
See, I was doing the same thing. I said, just do it.
And just go through it. Hey, because we learned this knowledge that tells us to all just do it, bro.
Yeah.
But, basically, man, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I'll just do something, and I do it, and it doesn't work. And I'm like, dude, I should have thought about it.
So, yeah, and I started going back to thinking, like, okay, maybe I should have asked her
if
she was seeing anyone before I started trying, you know?
I think what we do is overthink that shit. Like, not
even apologize.
Like, just ask the lady,
even apologize to her.
You apologize to her?
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, you know? It's like, if I knew you were seeing someone, I wouldn't have tried, you know?
That just makes it more weird, too, right?
It does, but that's why I tried talking to her at work. She's like, hey, what's going on, Katie? All right, yeah.
It's illegal to say people's names on the internet. Nah, I'm just playing.
I'll bleep it out. Don't worry.
Man, I feel you, bro. Trust me. You'll learn, man. You're going to learn. So I'm still learning, too. I'm not saying I don't know everything. I'm just saying that shit happens to me all the time. I'm, like, wondering if I should send this message to this girl. It's a little too much, but my instinct says, just do it, man. Just do it. And I do it, and it just fucks up the relationship, and then I got to restart. Well, basically, what I do is I look for triggers and shit, like what works, what doesn't, and I use it. But all girls are different. But what's cool is if you just think, don't overthink it, but observe.
Yeah,
you'll figure it out, man. Like, I figured out what.
So far, man, everyone I've talked to, they've either got a boyfriend or a husband or a fiance. I'm just like, all right, everyone's taken, or they got like 5 kids.
Yeah. Basically, the way I see that, just because I'm on the other side looking, I'm like the fly. I see it. I think what you should do is
analyze.
What you could do, what you could change to get a different outcome. And everything. Not just with dating a girl, but also getting a different type of girl.
Right. Now, because I remember watching this thing that also said, it's like the girl that you want to attract, you have to become, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, you want to attract this specific type of girl, you got to become, like, this specific type of guy.
Yeah.
Like, you want a girl that's lean, fit, wealthy, you know what I mean? Then you got to be pretty much the same thing. Not exactly the same, but what they're attracted to, you know what I mean?
To be honest, man, I wouldn't fall for all that bullshit, dude, because I used to think the same way. It's called the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that shit fucked my mind up, where I couldn't pull nobody no more.
I mean, what I ended up just going with is just be yourself, man.
Yeah, man.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself, man.
You don't want to be someone you're not, and then they end up finding out the real you, and then you're just like, well, this is who I am.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I see what you're saying. And,
one thing is the honest truth is if a girl messes with you, man, she messes with you because she likes who you are. So sometimes I get like I'm like self-conscious, like, man, like, I don't know, like, dude, she likes who you are. Even when you change, even when you're not being you, she likes you. She's willing to help you, like, be yourself again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, basically, you can't go wrong with just wanting to be successful, bro. Like, you can't go wrong, you know? Like, you can't go wrong. Like, you're gonna end up getting a badass girl, or, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, you can't go wrong with being successful. But that's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? I think what it is we try too much to chase things. Like Jake says, man, never chase it, let it come to you. Like, we try too much, man, to chase stuff, to chase girls. When basically, what would happen if we lived our own lives and just focused on us?
Basically, man, someone's going to end up hitting you up.
Yeah, and you're going to find a girl that fucks with you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, it's a very fine line between chasing a girl and, like, talking to a girl. You know, like, what I used to do was chase girls a lot. Like, I would just hit a bunch of girls up trying to get with them. Like, hey, right, right. Hey, wait, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, just trying to get with a girl. But basically, I just started living my life. But at the same time, there was this girl I was interested in. And then it just worked.
It just worked, yeah. It
just worked, you know?
See, there is someone I'm talking to. But like I said, man, she's like, she smoked. She was a drug dealer. And I was just like.
Yeah, you can just change that, man, real quick.
Yeah.
Just gonna have to change like a lot of.
And it's weird, man. Ever since I said that to you, like I said, she smokes, she's a drug dealer. She's kind of like changed her attitude when she's talking to me. I'm just like, well, what's wrong, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, instead of saying like you know how they like a paragraph almost, but not a paragraph.
Yeah.
It's not like one word sentence or whatever.
Yeah.
She's starting to do that, just kind of saying like one or two words. I'm just like, okay, I don't know what's going on with you. You're
probably not interested in her enough.
I'm talking to her. I mean, I'm the one that's sending her the messages first.
I don't know. Another thing is some shit you just can't control.
No, I mean, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. But it's weird, man. It's hard to describe what I'm talking about because it's not like that. It's not even like, oh, you can't control. You know what I mean? Like some shit you can't control. I guess the best thing is just don't worry about it, man. The right one will come. I guess that's what I mean to say.
Basically,
and basically, you can be yourself, and it's going to be all right. Like, basically, just the right one's going to come, and you can do anything, and it's almost like you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
And you don't got to worry, like, oh, I'm going to lose this person. And you are. You're going to worry. I do it all the time. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to lose this girl.
Yeah, you have told me that several times.
Yes, man. And like, basically.
It's like, when I start doing wrong, man. Just...
Yes. But you never lose them because they like you. They fuck you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's all right. Like, it's all right to be scared, bro. It's all right to worry. Like, I still worry and shit. I'm like, man, what if I don't say the right things? Like, I still worry all the time. But just remember, your thoughts aren't who you are. Like, those are your thoughts. Like, your thoughts could be, oh, I'm ugly, but that doesn't mean you're ugly.
Right, right. Yeah, it is dark.
You leave it on?
You can if you want. Doesn't matter.
I'm scared.
Scared? Are you leaving?
Yeah,
I'm okay.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, so, like, that's another thing, man. Like, your thoughts play a big part, man, but your thoughts aren't you, and they're not your life. So, like I was saying, what was I saying?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, your thoughts aren't you, man. So, like, just remember that, you know? Because sometimes I tell myself, like, oh, man, you're not. Dude, you're not handsome, bro. Like, you're not handsome.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Yeah, right. And I'll tell myself, like, oh, nah, man, like, you're boring, or nah, she doesn't like you, or what if she doesn't like you, or what if she leaves you, or what if she stops talking to you, man? Like, stuff like that. I tell myself, like, but those are just thoughts, man.
Yeah.
It's not the actual truth. You know what I mean?
It's crazy, too, because, like, when you start thinking like that, you start acting like it's actually happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like they aren't even close to thinking of that, but yet,
yeah, you're all tripping.
Yeah, just going crazy about it. It's like, you want to leave me?
You know, and so we could just get our control over that. And it's hard, man. I can't fucking lay out the blueprints for life. I can't, like, you know what I mean? The best thing I could say is just You know what? The best thing I would say is just have goals. Have goals, have life goals, you know. Mm-hmm. Have dreams, have things you want to do. And have good intentions in your heart. If you have that, nothing can stop you. Because basically, even when you think something's going wrong, you always have that to pick you up. Well, at least I got this. I got my business I want to work on. You know, you always fall back on that. And that's what picks you back up. And that's what, you
know. Just working on yourself, man.
Yeah. Working on yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can't lose that way, man. You know what I mean? So I guess this is the end of the first session, man. It was a good long discussion, man. Yeah.
4 minutes, man.
How many?
50.
Almost an hour?
Almost.
Good shit, man. Well, yeah. I hope that if anyone hears this shit, they enjoy it, man.
If not, post it everywhere.
We'll get better, man.
On social media, though.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, all right. We're going to go ahead and end it right now.
Yeah, man.
All
right. To anybody listening, man, we hope that if y'all have any advice for us, man, post that shit in the comments, bro. You know, we appreciate any feedback, man. You know what? We should start doing this where we all help each other. Like, hopefully we said some stuff that helps y'all. If we didn't, we apologize. But we hope that you guys could also help us. And maybe we can all help each other and start this thing. You know, I've always wanted to start a movement, man. I always thought it was going to be a brand. And it might be the podcast. Maybe later on we can do a brand, a worldwide brand, where we kind of fucking help in depression or, like, fight it. I know we can't end it, but we could fight it. And what I'm saying is we just have a big-ass group where we all support each other. So if you guys have any knowledge or any advice or any kind of anything at all that could help us out or help anybody else out that might be viewing this or might see your comments, you know, please go for it. Let's all help each other.
All right. I like that, man. Awesome.
All right, man.
I'm going to end it right now.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone who's listening, I just want to say thank you. And we're going to end it right now.